Thank you, Chair. And Australia thanks the representatives of Afghanistan, Iraq, Laos PDR and ICBL CMC for their updates on national progress on victim assistance and thoughts on how we can more effectively protect the rights and address the needs of survivors of explosive remnants of war. Australia welcomes efforts to continue to improve the level of coordination on these sorts of issues across all of the relevant conventions that address victim assistance, the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention, the Convention on Cluster Munitions, the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, as well as this particular protocol. And this, the importance of this, of course, has been referred to in remarks already in the session today. We consider that cross-convention coordination on victim assistance is of critical importance. Victims, both survivors and indirect victims of cluster munitions, landmines and other explosive remnants of war, all have the same rights and similar needs for care, rehabilitation and social inclusion. The efforts that we make to support the rights and to meet the needs of victims need to occur no matter which weapon it is that causes the suffering. There are considerable advantages to developing common approaches to the provision of victim assistance. In order to ensure sustainable support for victims, it's essential to realise victim assistance obligations in a non-discriminatory manner, both through specific initiatives and also through broader development, human rights and humanitarian efforts under national plans, policies and frameworks. This dual approach to victim assistance, involving both specific and broader efforts, is referred to as an integrated approach to victim assistance, and it was very pleasing, most encouraging, to see evidence of efforts to adopt this approach in national programs in our panellists' presentations today. Australia is contributing $600,000 Australian dollars over 3 years to support humanity and inclusions work supporting states' efforts to implement this sort of integrated approach to victim assistance. That funding enabled humanity and inclusion to support the development by Australia, together with Chile, Italy, Iraq and Austria, of guidance on an integrated approach to victim assistance. We launched that guidance at the 2016 meeting of states parties of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention in recognition that cooperation in victim assistance is necessary across all of the conventions, as I mentioned earlier. That guidance highlights good practices and national examples. It demonstrates that an integrated approach is feasible, and we've heard more evidence of that in the presentations today. It shows also how an integrated approach is being implemented in practice by some affected and donor states. We commend that guidance as a useful tool for states parties to this protocol and to other conventions. It can be downloaded from the Cluster Munitions ISU website. In addition to that initiative, Australia continues to support the provision of assistance to victims of landmines, cluster munitions and other explosive remnants of war through a number of other global and bilateral initiatives. We're providing almost $2 million Australian dollars over 3 years to the ICRC's Movability Program. This contribution is funding Movability's work rehabilitating persons with disabilities, including cluster munitions and other explosive remnants of war survivors, in 32 rehabilitation centres and prosthetic and orthotic schools across 14 countries in Africa, Asia and Latin America. In Cambodia, we have contributed $2.5 million Australian dollars to the Disability Rights Initiative Cambodia, which is administered by the UNDP, WHO and UNICEF. That initiative is improving the lives of persons with disabilities, including cluster munitions, landmine and ERW survivors. Australia looks forward to continuing working with others, both inside and outside of this protocol, to provide non-discriminatory and sustainable assistance that improves the quality of life and upholds the rights of all survivors. Thank you.